Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. For those of you that don't know, I am a former college athlete. And as the case with most athletes, I was horribly superstitious while I was playing. I wore the same outfit to school the day before every game for as far back as I can remember. I was obsessive about it. Same socks, pants, shirt, shoes, the whole nine yards. But almost all athletes are like this. There was one kid in college that I played with that I had to lace his shoulder pads. I did it one time, and he had like two touchdowns. So every game after that, guess what my job was? Well, as it turns out, this may not necessarily be a bad thing. There's results from a new study that's opened up a whole new world of superstitions. Carry your rabbit's foot, always sit on the same spot on the couch when your team's playing, persecute witches, whatever, it's all good. According to the study from the University of Chicago, when you knock on wood, it actually prevents bad things from happening. Well, sort of. Researchers found that when you knock on wood, throw salt over your shoulder, or whatever your thing is, it genuinely makes you believe something bad is less likely to happen. So it doesn't necessarily stop bad luck, it makes you feel like you've stopped bad luck and keeps you from worrying as much. There's other possible effects too. By acknowledging possible bad luck and taking a step to prevent it, even a superstitious step, you make yourself temporarily more alert and on the lookout for risk, which can help you prevent them. So in that vein, my fingers are crossed that you found this entertaining. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where a pleasant surprise awaits you every time you walk in the door because the inventory changes all the time. It's not like a chain store that you're going to see someplace, and you're not going to get the wait that you're going to run into in some other places in terms of dropping something off and having it repaired. A lot of times, same day or within a day or two at the longest, as opposed to a couple of months. They have a jeweler on site, and with the fluctuating prices of gold and silver, if you're interested, they sell bullion. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Or find him in College Station on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.